demonstrate through the being open to the accompanying signs and wonders that they will accompany the preaching of the word. But what some people who say we're going to have a miracle service tonight is you focus on the miracles and forget about God's will. Maybe God doesn't want to do a sign or a wonder tonight, so how can I guarantee come we're going to have a miracle service? Now, if I preach the word of God, there probably will be some miracles accompanying. So that's a concept of power evangelism. Yeah. It's just a classical faith healers. I don't know what a classical faith healer is. Kuhlman? Well, I don't know that... I wouldn't want to put them in contrast. It might be a slightly different emphasis. I think maybe if you only emphasize we're going to have a healing service tonight, that's the only thing you're concentrating on. You're not concentrating on getting anybody converted or anybody growing in grace or anybody getting a demon cast out, but you are just concentrating on healing. But power evangelism is you preach the full orbed word of God, which means signs, wonders, conversions, growth in grace, receiving and using spiritual gifts, and so forth. It's just a catch-all broad concept that when you're really preaching the Word of God, things happen. That's and being opening to that happen. But if you say we can't have miracles today, then you're in no position to... Yeah, I want us to be open to the signs and wonders, but on the other hand, I don't want us to say that I guarantee with my faith I'll get you a sign tonight if you'll come to my miracle service.
But I think a lot of one reason why they don't happen is because sometimes we're not open to it.
Oh, tell me. Now, what about if it be thy will? We're going to finish this up before we take a break. I've heard Pat Robertson, whom I love dearly, and we've had him on our campus, and I have a lot of admiration for him. I've heard him say, never pray, if it be your will, that's a faith killer. Because Jesus never prayed, if it be your will. Well, I think Jesus did pray, if it be your will. In fact, in the garden, what did he pray? Not my will be done, thy will be done. And what did he tell us to pray in the Lord's Prayer? Thy will be done in earth and heaven. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. So I think it is very appropriate to pray for God's will. Now what about faith? And I'm coming to the it be thy will in a minute, but I have to lay a basis. We place faith not in what we think God ought to do, but what we know God is able to do. Now let me give two different illustrations. I will in a minute. We place faith in what not in what we think God ought to do, but what we know God's able to do. Now it's a very critical theological distinction here. Now the story number one is in Mark 9, where the father of the sick boy tries to get the disciples to heal his boy. They can't do any good. Jesus comes down off the hill, and what does the Father say to Jesus? If you can do anything, I heal my boy. And Jesus immediately reacts, doesn't like it. What does he say? If I can, man, all things are possible to him who believes. And he said, I believe, help my unbelief. What does he believe? He believed Jesus can. Jesus has the ability. Jesus says, well, now that we got that straight, I'm paraphrasing. Peter and John, come over here and lay hands on this old boy. Let's heal him. That's okay. We got to get it straight. Jesus can. Now, the other story is the two lepers who come to Jesus, and they pray an entirely different prayer. They say, if you will, you what? Can heal us. Now that is critical. We don't have any doubt if you can. We are uncertain about your will. We're not that smart. We're not that wise. We don't deserve it. But we know you can. If you will, you can. And Jesus, it doesn't say it. I think he smiles. Boy, I wish we could get faith like this among the Hebrew guys. Oh, that's wonderful. You bet. I sure can. As a matter of fact, I will. Let's be healed. Now, the first one puts, if you can, and that puts doubt on Jesus' ability. The other one says, if your will, it doesn't put any doubt on Jesus' ability, but it does raise the legitimate question about what God's going to do, and since we don't know. So I don't think I'm smart enough or wise enough to tell God how to handle all the problems of the world, cancer and heart attacks and things. I don't know who's going to die and who's not. So I can pray, are you listening? Heal this person, Father, as you will. Now, what did I just say? As you will, that means I have no question you can do that. Boy, you could turn the world upside down, Lord, if you want to. You could make the sun stand still. And I don't doubt that he can do anything. But I don't know what his will is. Therefore, I want to submit my will to his will and say, now, I'd like to have this person healed. Nevertheless, not my will be done, thy will done. But I do pray this, Lord, with great confidence, heal him as you will. Now, that might mean the resurrection, might mean medicine, might mean suffering grace, and it might mean an instant healing. And often it is an instant healing, but not every time. So, rather than offend somebody, I'm not going to pray in their presence because it might upset them. If it be your will, heal this person. But neither am I going to compromise my theological integrity and say, I command you to heal him because I know it's your will. How do I know it's his will? I don't know it's his will, but I do know that he has power. So I can put my confidence in the power of God, not in what I think is the will of God. So I say, heal him as you will. And I know what I'm saying when I say that, that I'm affirming your power, but I'm leaving the method up to you. Vegetable. Yep. I know it, Bob. I was down in Mobile recently, and Bob Dickerson, the pastor, it was Pensacola, the pastor, Bob, who's now, he's DS, Bob Dickerson, on the board of trustees at Asbury Seminary. He said, I asked him about Chris Allison, because he's in that district. He said, he's a vegetable, doesn't know his name or doesn't know you're alive. He's in a coma. We don't have an answer. I don't know. He was hit by a drunk driver, as you know. The drunk driver, as far as I know, got off scot-free. Brilliant young boy. Well, yeah, I tell you, and I don't say this with any kind of glee, but Pat Robertson has changed his praying since his wife Dee Dee had to have a breast removed. And I'm glad he has adjusted his praying, because there have been a lot of people like Chris Allison's parents in the old Pat Robertson days who would not be ministered to at all unless they got more guilt. But Pat doesn't pray that way. So I'm willing to pray, heal Chris Allison as you will. And maybe God's doing some things in him that we don't know anything about, but we do know he'll be healed in the resurrection. So, but that doesn't mean that I'm discouraged. God didn't answer my prayer, and I'll never pray for another sick person because he didn't get prayed, didn't get healed. You'll hear that kind of immaturity, pastors and laity, and that's no good. There are hundreds of people that do get healed. Yes, he's to pray for the sick. That's my opening scripture here today.
There's some teachers around who teach and using examples of Jesus.
I know.
About speaking, not praying to Jesus. Mm. Authority to heal, so therefore we don't have to ask him. But we just speak directly to the illness.
To the disease. Well, let me respond. Well, I come back to the Holy Spirit and the human spirit and the divine spirit. And I do not pray at a chair or a shoulder or an oak tree or speak to them. I would rebuke Satan or demons, and I've had to do that. I've had 3 people I've had to cast demons out of. Now, that's not seeing them under every bush, but in the years I've had 3 clear cases of demon possession. So I would speak to the demon, but I wouldn't. By the way, I'm going to have a lecture on exorcism and all this, because that's controversial too.
What about